Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the general manager of the Giants. Opening day, nothing better.
No, this is a great day. It's a beautiful day, and it's great to see the guys out there. I know they were excited to get back from Milwaukee and get started here. And, of course, Dodgers have done well in L.A., so it'll be an exciting series.
Only 159 more to go. What's your take on the season?
Yeah, I tell you. Well, we got ready. I mean, good to have guys healthy and strong, and got to get a few guys through the flu bug. But I feel good about this club, and they started off well, and that's a good sign.
You know, as we go through a season, I always say it's the mosaic. It's the ups and downs. I love the first week because you get to see the whole rotation. First game, you got the ace. Second game, well, most people have pretty good pitching. Then when you get to 3, 4, and 5, it becomes interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll see both 4s and 5s against each other these first two games. Then we'll see the 1s and 2s, you know, in the next two games. So we get all sides of it in this series with a 4-game series. And we think PB and Kane have looked good to finish up camp, so we'll look forward to get them out there.
Looking at the infield, Bobby, I look at the infield and I say, you know, you got to have a bazooka to get the ball through that infield. It's a really, really good defensive infield.
Yeah, and I think the pitching appreciates that. I mean, there's nothing like it. When you're out there, you know, giving all you got to get guys out, and you've got the defense behind you both in the infield and the outfield, I mean, it really helps. And, of course, Buster's the quarterback back there guiding the ship.
How many opening days is this for you?
Well, this will be my 23rd with the Giants, so very excited to be here.
What does opening day mean for you? And I know you've been on the road with Milwaukee, but being around here, the bunting, all the excitement, you're dressed up, I'm mildly dressed up. What does it all mean?
Well, it's very cool for fans, and I think players too. I mean, there's a lot of pregame ceremony that takes place that's fun for the fans. Sometimes it's a little hard on the players because they're trying to get geared up for the game, and it can be a distraction. But our guys are used to it, and I think professionals, so they understand. It's all part of the game, and it's fun. I think it makes for a fun day, really a fun weekend with the Dodgers in town and getting to get back to the ballpark. I mean, we miss it all winter, so now we get a chance to get a taste of it, so it's fun to be back.
And today, Bobby Evans with us, you honor the memories of Monty Irvin and Jim Davenport as well. Your thoughts on that?
Well, just very special Giants for us. Had a chance to be with Monty Irvin to receive his World Series ring 2014, so it's very special, of course, then again at the White House. And, of course, Jim Davenport has been such an important fabric of the organization going back to the first year in San Francisco and serving as a player, a manager, a coach, and a mentor. He's really going to be missed, and I'm very thankful for the legacy that he's left and really the impact that he'll make, you know, on our players, not only the last 50 years but the next 50 years.
You know, Brandon Crawford said in the newspaper, he taught you the little things of baseball. And that's what it takes to win a pennant, to win a division series, to win a World Series. You got to execute, move a runner along, bunt, throw to the right base, play winning baseball. And Brandon said Davy gave him that.
Yeah, and nobody took more pride in these young players having success than Jim Davenport. I mean, he felt like he invested in them, and then for them to go out and have success, you know, he felt a part of that, and for a good reason.
All right, great to have you with us, as always.
Thank you, Marty.
That's Bobby Evans, general manager of the Giants. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.